welcome to episode 119 of the Game Train podcast. I feel like I'm saying the numbers clearer and clearer every time. Like, if we ever get to 140, we'll be like, welcome to episode 140. Anyway, I'm Callum Davison. He's Carter Lyrical Smith.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, we're first episode of the year.
That's it. We're in. Yes.
We did it. Woo-hoo. We've almost done more than the entirety of last year.
Nah, I know.
But that is funny. Anyway, this episode, we always like to do our first episode of the year in terms of the outlook for the year. So you could probably play last year's one and listen to that now. And we'll be talking about all the same games that got all pushed to this year.
Yeah, you probably could. I hate how real
same,
that is.
Same episode. No, but we've got a bunch to go through. We like to do this one as a general outlook before things kick off. And we're actually happy we're getting this done early for once, before everything starts rolling out. It's pretty crazy on everything. So anyway, anything else you want to add?
Nah, man, let's jump in. And I just hope these are really coming this year. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, all right. But before all that, let's get into the news. All right, so the news. This doesn't feel like news. This feels like a weekly occurrence now. But Skull and Bones got delayed again.
Oh, my God. Skull, I just... I hurt for them now. I feel bad. Like, what happens back there when they rock in and they knock on the door?
Yep.
Excuse me, boss. Look. I can see, like, you know, the boss in the office just like holding his head and being like, "What?" It's just that.
Yeah. How long this time?
Yeah.
How long?
Or I wonder if he's real chill. Like, they open the door and go, "Excuse me," and he's like, "Delay. I know. All good. Bye bye." You know, like, he's just over it.
Yeah, I've got lunch in 20 minutes. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Call me when it's done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Bahamas.
Yep. Bye. Skull and Bones delayed again. And also, three other unannounced Ubisoft titles have been canned. So just thrown straight in the bin.
Why do they tell us that?
They don't have to. It's just like, don't ever say it and we won't ever know. Because now I'm like, what do you have there?
Who needs to know that information? What, man?
Imagine if they had said three Splinter Cell games are being canned. How angry people would have gotten at that.
I feel like they are just, it's like trolling for the sake of it. Like, it's, I don't know. These guys are so, I'm so sus with their style of advertising. You know how they leak Assassin's Creed every single time?
Oh my God. Like, Assassin's Creed, the China one on mobile, the beta got leaked?
Yeah.
The beta got leaked.
That's incredible to me. Like, it's just, like, can you just tell us that this is just how you do your advertising now? Because we know, from your laptops on your planes to your keychains to all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like Ubisoft have this, like, experiment in how they drum up popularity. Like, saying, we had three things and we canceled them. Why is that even a sentence?
Yeah.
Who cares? Now we care, but it's like, I'm so annoyed because I do. I'm like you. I'm like, what? Were they open world? Which was it?
Yeah.
More Star Wars? Was it who?
It wasn't the Star Wars one.
Was it licensed? Was it all original IP? Like, but who cares? It's wasted.
And there's a rumor going around that Ubisoft approached a bunch of companies as well, saying, "Hey, we'd like to like acquisition you, or maybe we can like join our companies together." And all the companies said no.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Ubisoft is doing that thing at the clubs where they just go to everyone and be like,
I almost feel Microsoft should have gone for Ubisoft rather than Activision.
Yeah. That's true, but I don't. Ooh. I wonder if. How would they. Like, Nintendo are pretty strong with Ubisoft right now, you know, ever since the two Mario games. So I wonder. They wouldn't have known about it, but I wonder if they value them as a sort of side, like HAL Studios.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. I almost feel like they should have gone for that. Maybe
they might call it. They still might.
Nah, they won't. If they get Activision, no way.
No, I mean, if they don't get Activision.
Oh, if they don't, yeah, go ahead. I think they've got a better chance because it's Ubisoft.
Yeah, yeah. Or are they just going to get...
PlayStation go, oh, yeah, but you can't have exclusives again. Guys.
Oh, no. I don't.
You can't have exclusives on your Xbox.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, we've got more exclusives coming to PlayStation, like Final Fantasy 16. Did you hear that the director of that also supposedly said for people complaining on PC that they're not getting Final Fantasy 16 to go buy a PS5?
Wow.
Supposedly, I don't know. I think it's been misquoted and it's a Kotaku article and I'm like, you've misquoted this, haven't you? I can't imagine Yoshi P saying that.
I don't know. PlayStation aligned people, maybe. You know, they are the ones that said, you'll need a second job. That famous quote.
But this is Yoshi P, the guy that cried when Realm Reborn was a success in front of people.
That's true, but you know, I'd cry if my creation was a success.
That's true. Anyway, let's keep going with the news. I'm like, this should be a quick episode, and we're like six episodes in, 6 minutes in, we've spoken one bit of news so far. Briefly, Xbox and Bethesda Showcase is coming up. This is rumored the other week and it's been formally announced. It's coming on January 26th at 7 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Enjoy your 6 a.m. Bethesda event there, Kyle.
Thank you. I actually like the 6 a.m.s. They're fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, you're there with your coffee and you're half dead and you got your notes up.
No, that's the 4 a.m.s, though.
Oh, that's true. It feels like the same to me, though, because I go to bed at about 4 a.m.
Fair. But yeah, they're just showing off deeper dives into four games. Elder Scrolls Online, probably an expansion that's coming. The new Forza Motorsport, that is supposedly coming this year. Minecraft Legends and Redfall. And then they also said that we're going to get a full standalone Starfield showcase down the track.
Oh my God. You know what? I don't care what they show. I just want to see a better frame rate. I don't care what, even if they showed all the exact same stuff they showed last time.
Look, I just want to see a guy climb another ladder.
I mean, as long as it's in like at least 30 solid and he's climbing that ladder, I'm good. That was just the worst part of the last. I was impressed with everything and ready to go all in, but that frame rate was just nasty.
A bunch of staff left Playground Studios. Now, Playground Studios are the ones that do Forza Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And also supposedly working on Fable.
Oh, yeah, that's still a thing.
They left Playground Studios, which is an Xbox-owned studio, and they've made their own indie studio called Maverick Games.
Maverick Games.
So you watch Xbox buy them out in 12 months' time.
I know. Oh, man. Nah.
And be like, you guys are making Forza games now.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine? So that's interesting. Now I don't know why that's all happened, but supposedly the director of Forza Horizon 5 started this company.
Wow. I mean, I have so much respect for that guy. Imagine PlayStation buys them and now they do open world Gran Turismo.
Oh, Jesus Christ, could you imagine if that happened? PlayStation's like, hey. Lastly in news, we spoke years ago and actually saw it, the Xbox Additive Controller, which is the accessibility controller that Xbox have. PlayStation have finally announced they're bringing out their own accessibility controller on the PS5 in the coming months. So that's pretty exciting for them. Yeah. I'm not going to say too late because it's never too late, but they should have done this a long time ago.
I don't understand what they do with their controller stuff in particular. I mean, like, they've only just kind of jumped on board with the paddles, which to so many console gamers, especially first-person shooter gamers, that has become apparently like a life changer in how you just play games naturally, which I say apparently because I can't, you know, begin to make out heads or tails of using paddles, but I've spoken to several people, including Chad, my own brother, who is incapable of playing first-person shooters without paddles now. It's like us going back to GoldenEye.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he reckons it changes everything. And I just found it so weird that took so long for PlayStation to jump on. But like accessibility, especially once you see it's different if it takes so long, but once you see someone else do it, isn't that like, oh my God, this is so important? especially yeah. because PlayStation themselves, I think, have the best accessibility options in their exclusives than anything else, you know? Like yeah. God of War and The Last of Us, those are, have like set the precedent of how to make games accessible, except yes. for the actual hardware. So I'm glad yeah. it's finally out, but I think you are right that it does feel a bit like it took a bit too long, but it's yeah. awesome that it's happening.
Yep. But yeah, and that's the news. All right, so real quick on the games we've been playing. This is going to be real, real quick. So I played Vampire Survivors.
Finally.
So I feel like I got baited into this though, right? So the story was that Carl kept saying, Callum, play Vampire Survivors. And I was like, no. And Carl's like, play Vampire Survivors, it's addictive. I'm like, no.
No, I said just 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I know what you were trying to do. Just 10
minutes.
Anyway, I was staying at Carl's place over the holidays. And then I got up one morning and Carl wasn't around, but he had left a game on pause on the TV. And I felt like this was the ultimate bait, that he just left it on pause on the TV just to see. It's like a trap for a rabbit, and it's like, you know, some food
it was.
In there. And I go like walking up, and I'm like, oh, what have you got here?
What's
so
this?
I unpause and start playing. Carl walks in, he's like, ah, I'm like, yeah, it's fun. And then I played it lots.
Yeah, I was. Also, can I just add, beautiful listeners, that Callan broke the code, the gaming code. He picked up another man's game, okay, mid freaking pause, another man's game, and just continued. Like, which is so fine for Vampire Survivors. But you don't know that. You know what I mean? Like,
I knew it would be fine for that, though. It's a roguelike.
But maybe it was my perfect run. Maybe I was going, like, I was like, what the hell? Lucky in this sense, it was fine, but I, like, you would have been so grounded if you were my kid. I'm like, this time it's fine, but to teach you a lesson for next time, you're grounded for a week. But also, I was like, excuse me, do not play this game with all these power-ups yet. You yeah, need to feel the grind.
Turned them all off on me and went, there you go, you can start from the start again, buddy.
yep, dead
and
energy.
Then, I tried to log into your Tony Hawk, and you're like, get off that game now.
Tony, yeah, yeah, Tony, not on my save. not on my profile.
Not on my profile, mate. You're not getting those wacky high schools. And I'm like, I haven't played in like 2 years. You're like, yeah. I don't care.
Still, that's still 10 times better than me. That's 5 times better than me. If you get back to normal, then it's 10 times better than me. I love that people think I'm just saying like a hyperbolic number when I say you're 10 times better than me. But we have mathematical evidence that he is, in fact, around about 10 times better than me, which is too much better to save things on my, like, I don't mind if this says Callan Davison 10 million and then Carl Smith, you know, 1,000 or whatever. But if it said Carl Smith 10 million and I knew it wasn't me and there's no way to delete it, I would just uninstall it and never play one of my favorite games again. I'm like, don't you dare touch that. You put that down right now.
Anyway, so we'll go back to Vampire Survivors real quick. It was fun, yes. Roguelike. I finished it, actually. I went through, unlocked everything. Oh, all the weapons and the unlockables in the menu. I think there's still one or two hidden characters I didn't get, because some are quite obtuse on getting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, look, it was really fun roguelike. Like, it's on the phone, it's on the Xbox. I went through on the Xbox. Also played a lot on my phone as well, which was fun. But yeah, it was a really good game. Lots of power-ups, cool combining of weapons, and I won't go into all the nitty-gritty. But yeah, it was really solid. And they released some DLC. I played a bit of that. I haven't finished that yet. But, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to continually release DLC. So every few months,
that's
we'll
so
probably
cool.
get a new map, some new weapons, new characters. That's kind of fun.
I like that it's my favorite. Like, tidbit about it is that I just love so much that it's roguelike distilled, like to the most distilled and tight version. Like, it's really quick. And I thought that's what Dead Cells was, you know? But this is even more distilled. It's like the absolute minimum. Like, you don't even press anything but the moving buttons. And everything is just like sorted for you. And then, you know, when you start getting those like hyper crazy power-ups at the end where you can't even see what's going on the screen. It all happens within like half an hour. All the games are like short little snippets. I think it's just so brilliantly designed.
Yeah. No, it's pretty brilliant. I do like it. The another game, and playing through like a roguelike gets me in that roguelike mood again. So I went searching again, And I do this every so often, see if anything's come out that is anything like Slay the Spire.
Mm-hmm.
That's still my favorite with the deck building, and that was just
incredible.
Perfection.
Incredible.
I've been playing Roguebook, which is another deck builder.
Okay, Roguebook.
Fun, not as good. Still fun. I managed to do one full run of it, so now I'm trying to do the harder runs.
Right.
In this one, you deck build again. You have two characters on your team as well, so you sort of build cards for both of them. You can switch them from front and back in your, I guess, party line, depending on their skills and things like that. I find it all right. You can explore a map, but the map's covered in, I don't know, paper or whatever. You've got to use ink to expose the map,
sort of
thing.
That's cool.
You get a certain amount of ink, so you're going to make choices of where on the map you go and things like this. But yeah, pretty standard. You've got, like Slay the Spire, you've got to build up block and you know, offense and defense as you go through, depending on what you're fighting. But, you know, you need a mixture of both or you're not going to win. It's fine. It's no Slay the Spire. Can I have a Slay the Spire 2, please?
What would you compare it to? How would you compare it to, say, like a Monster Train?
Better.
Okay, that's cool, because I did love... I think comparing it to Slay the Spire is...
Yeah.
Just
It's not as good as Slay the Spire, but it's better than Monster Train.
Better than Monster Train. Okay, that's...
I didn't like Monster Train on going up and down the carriages and all that. It just got a bit much.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, this one feels more like Slay the Spire, but you got two characters standing there.
Oh, two characters.
Yes. And they both got a health bar, so they both have to die for you to lose. But you can swap them back and forth. And when they're in the front, that's when they can get damaged. So you got to make choices on flipping them back and forth.
Wow, sounds like Final Fantasy X tactics.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I like it. Okay, interesting.
But yeah, and then there's even power-ups that, like, every time you swap the characters in battle, you might get a extra attack or extra block or all this, so you keep flipping them back and forth. And there's a lot of things like that that you can sort of mess around with. But it's fun. Nice. And you played Red Dead Redemption 2 again.
Oh, man. Yeah, I jumped back into Red Dead 2. I have barely dabbled in online. I just started again because my partner started Red Dead Redemption 2, the story mode, for the first time properly, which I'm so excited to relive through her. But then watching her play it, I'm like, man, there's so many nuances that after, like, I haven't played through it since it, you know, released back in 2018. So I was like, this looks really cool. Bugger it. I'm just going to play through that horrible first 3 hours of in the blizzard, which just sucks. It's still great character building, but nothing else. It is unfun. But after that, this game, like, you know, I won't go into it too much, but it's very much like how I feel about GTA 5 every time I give it some time. It just feels like it could have come out this morning and we would have been like, oh my god, this is the greatest open world experience ever. This, like, the nuances in the story and the gameplay and the details. And we always talk about just like the details outside, you know, how things get dirty or when you kill an animal and put it on your horse, it slowly decomposes if you don't bring it in, it all that stuff. But what I never really remember or talk about is the nuances in the storytelling, which is just so cool. Like, you can play through the main game and the story is just epic, but also every now and then you can choose to, whether you want to or not, like, you can just kind of speed run, or you can just talk to different people in your camp, and you really, like, Arthur Morgan will sit down and just really open up to each individual character, and, like, things will happen, and like, they'll say things that make sense. Like, I'll hear things and go, oh my god, this is such a big nugget of information. Or in, like, one sense, I was, you know, streaming and talking to the chat on Twitch, and I was like, you know what, we're about to end the stream. It's the sun's going down. Let's go stand at the side of the camp and watch the sunset during the end of the stream. And I go there, and Dutch is already sitting on a stump by himself, smoking, watching the sunset like I was gonna do. And I'm like, oh, this must be just a thing. Like, maybe he's just sitting and facing a direction. I talk to him and he starts just going into this thing, like staring out into the sunset and talking about life and the soul. And I'm like, holy crap. This, like, he just thought about doing it random. It's just nothing. Like, I just rocked up to the camp at a random time. Sun happens to be going down. So he heads there to look at the sunset like I thought about doing myself. And just these, like, nuances of storytelling. It tells you where Dutch is at the time, you know, like in his journey mm-hmm. and what he's going through. And it's, oh man, I just cannot get over it. And that's the stuff you don't get to see if you just mess around it online. So like, I wouldn't recommend it to some, like, because it's just a huge slog. I wouldn't say, oh, if you played it, jump in again and do the whole story again.
Oh, no thanks.
You know what I mean? But if you're ever inclined and just want to, it's kind of like rewatching a TV show, a very, very long TV show, like going back to like Game of Thrones or something. But,
oh my God.
And remembering the good times. But yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah. All right, nice. So yeah, that's the games we've been playing. So Carl, you should actually move on to games coming out now.
Yeah.
Like, you should actually, you know, stop playing games from 5 years ago and actually play new stuff.
One day, I might. I'll talk to you about World of Warcraft in a minute, Kellen.
Oh my God. I just started playing World of Warcraft. I got a level 10 orc. What the hell?
One day.
I started playing Tetris.
Hey, you shut up about Tetris, all right?
Anyway, all right, so let's move on to our outlook for this year. So we would like to give a bit of a preview. We're going to do a quick rundown. We've got a bunch of stuff here that have dates already.
Ooh.
And we've got a bunch of stuff here that don't have dates. We're going to just fly through them here. I've got a list of stuff. Obviously, we spoke about Skull and Bones before, so that's been delayed. So no date there now.
No. Did you try the beta?
No.
Oh, neither. I wish I did. Missed out.
The game. I can't get over that news. When I woke up and saw it this morning, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like the weather. It's like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll delay again. That's okay. It's all right. You know, it's fine. Just as long as Dead Island 2 doesn't cop a delay. Could you imagine that?
Oh, no, not again. They already did. It's just...
I know. All right, so let's get into this. So, so next week we've got the new Fire Emblem coming out first up.
That's next week already?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad we started podcasting early, because now we could actually technically review that game if we wanted to.
I know.
It actually looks pretty fun.
Yeah, I was so confused about it in the trailers, because it looks like just an offshoot, but then it looks like a real big, serious, proper game.
Yeah, it is a big, serious, proper game. So I've been watching some of the video previews of people that got early build of the game.
Yeah.
Played through the first 8 chapters. It looks really, really good. The battle system looks a bit better. So with all the past characters, they're just special abilities that you use for like a ring and stuff in battle.
Oh, so kind of like Kingdom Hearts with the Disney characters?
I guess so, yeah. Right. But then I think you can talk to their spirits in town or something. I don't know. But I don't think they're integral to it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But yeah, like, and then you can upgrade it. And then, you know, you got to make the choices on which characters to equip which past hero on and all this sort of stuff. But no, it looks really good. It looks really nice. The graphics look really nice. And I think I'm going to pick this one up.
Nice.
I wasn't going to, but then I was watching the preview, so I was like, you know what? That looks pretty good. Like, one of the things that I know a lot of people enjoyed this about Three Houses,
yeah,
but it got dragging, like, just constantly doing it. Like, every time you go back to the school and you got to talk to every character and build relationships, and it goes on and on and on.
And have tea.
And I just felt like I was just doing laps of that school, man. After every battle.
Really? Because I hear that some people... like, that was their favorite part or what, you know, some people really loved all that stuff.
Yeah.
I never played it, so I don't have an opinion.
It, like, it's good. I did enjoy it, but doing it 10 times and you're like, okay, where's all the characters again? I've got to find, I've got a new person joining me. Okay, all right, I've got to go find you now as well. There's less of that now.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. I like to look at the battle system and all that. I think it'll be fun. So, yeah, that comes out next week. Forspoken also comes out this month.
That's this month. Man.
I don't know.
I heard really good things about the demo, but again, and guys, please stop doing this. The demo was like massive. And you could kind of drag it on as much as you wanted. It was like a certain amount of missions or something, so you could save in it, and come back and continue your playthrough. But it didn't carry over to the main game.
Well, it didn't start at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it didn't do that either, which I thought even more weird to start in the middle and have such a huge chunk.
But it could have a really long intro until you start getting your powers and shit. That's the thing. Like,
maybe. But
I think this is going to be a solid 7 game for some reason.
And I feel that too. I hope we're wrong. It's just something about it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I want to see it come out and get 10s across the board or something.
It looks so good, like, you know, graphically. And this would have blown my mind if I was, you know, like 10 years ago me or 5 years ago me even. I reckon
5 years ago when we started the podcast, this would have blown our minds.
Yeah. But looking at it, like, and at the trailer, it should blow our minds. But we're like, I don't know. I guess everything it's doing so far has been done in games that are just like so untouchable that you're
I think it's because I don't like the main character.
Yeah.
I think that hurts it. Like, straight away, like, there's no real hook. Like, even, what's his name? Clive, which is the dumbest name ever. Clyde?
I think so. Oh, it might be Clive. Oh, my God. Who knows?
Oh, anyway.
Dumb name, either way.
At least it's not fucking Claude.
Yeah.
But Final Fantasy 16, now, dumbest name ever, looks way more interesting of a character than, what is the name in this, Faye or something?
I have no idea, but yeah, I completely just agree with you. It's just like a blank slate.
Like, when we first saw Aloy all those years ago, we're like, oh, she looks pretty cool.
Yeah, interesting. And not just, like, looking cool. Like, this character looks plenty cool.
Yeah.
There's just something that's just like, I
don't
want to
know
you.
What it is. It's so strange.
Now, I felt that way about, I don't know his name, but is it Star Wars Jedi falling over?
Cal Kestis?
Yeah, when I first saw him, because I couldn't get his role from Shameless out of my head.
Okay, yep.
So I felt that way at first, but then I didn't finish that game because it's Souls-like, so I ran away from it. But because it's Star Wars, I watched someone else play it, and I fell in love with the character.
Yeah.
You know, and then now he's, like, just one of the coolest Star Wars characters, and I think of him now. I think he did such a great job.
I want him to come into, like, the TV show's canon or...
I bet he will, because, I mean, he's, like... A real guy, like they didn't
make
a different face or something. So that I'm sure they opened themselves up for that in case. But I did start off very similar with that and just went, this guy's a bit of a... And then now I'm like, he's awesome. So maybe we just need to get to know him. Maybe they're just showing us the wrong snippets.
Like, are we going to try this one? I don't know. I'm really still on the fence about it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we owe it to ourselves to try this because we tried Saints Row. What a piece of shit.
That's true. Anyway, so that's January 24th. So only a couple more weeks, 12 days.
That's very soon.
It's very soon. And then into February, we've got Atomic Heart coming out, which is going to be on Game Pass. Now, this has a lot of looks to like Bioshock and things like that.
Yeah.
But even more hyped up. You must be excited for this one.
No, because the last time I was excited about a game that had a Bioshock vibe was We Happy Few.
Oh.
And it gave a similar, right? Like, it was not Bioshock, but it had that weird quirkiness, and it was tethered to that kind of design world. And you're like, I feel this makes me feel very similar vibes to We Happy Few, which I was very excited for. And as you can remember, another shit fire. Like, that game was a 6. I don't know. It was so dull with such an exciting premise. How did they do that? So
but
I'm hoping this doesn't happen.
Better than that already, though. Like, surely.
I mean, in hindsight, we can say that because we know. But when we first saw We Happy Few, like...
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Visually, yeah. This does look very exciting. Really interesting, kind of weird, like Russian future fantasy sci-fi. Very interesting story. I don't know. This one, it's hard to put a read on it, personally. Mm-hmm. What's the date for this one?
21st of February.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay.
Yes. And then the day after that game comes out, we've got Octopath Traveler 2 coming out.
Nice.
So it's all new story. So no one from the first one's in it, supposedly. Maybe you come across them again. But it's 8 new characters with 8 new stories, and they said there's going to be proper crossover of the characters.
Yes, okay, I hear. And do the 8 characters' names also spell out the name again of the game?
I haven't checked that.
I mean, would it be weird if it did, or would it be weird if it didn't? I kind of...
Maybe they spell out sequel.
They have to spell out something though, right? You can't just make them spell out Octopath.
Yeah.
And not do something similar. Maybe it's Traveler. You know? Maybe it's the other word. Is that eight? I don't know what that is. Maybe. That's eight letters. Traveler is eight letters.
Yeah.
Could be Traveler. But yeah,
I hope they release a demo again that carries over to the full game.
Yes, please. Listen up, Forspoken.
Yeah, so yeah, February 24th, I'm kind of looking forward to it, but I'm like, oh, do I want to do another one? Because it's a 30 to 40 hour game.
Yeah, but it is, what I like about it is it's a, like an RPG, and it looks stunning, and it's on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like, I love RPGs, especially if they look good on the Switch, that you can just kind of pick up. Like, in saying that, you know, what was that, part 3, X Chronicle?
Something. Oh, Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Yeah, see that, too big. So far for me to have even started yet, it's overwhelming. But also, I don't know. It makes me sound like just such a hater, but it's because it doesn't look awesome. Like, it's huge and it looks just a bit pixelated. So I can't, if it's going to be that big, I want to be kind of just in awe all the time. So Octopath isn't as big, but it's just so pretty and so easy. And there's just snippets that you can just enjoy and pick up and continue your adventure. And like with Red Dead, you know, if I get bored, I can just look at a tree and be like, damn, that's a nice tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, so that's February 24th. So this next one I want to talk a little bit about, right?
Okay.
Oh, no, I forgot one. Sorry. Sons of the Forest, February 23.
Oh my God, is that finally coming?
Yeah, February 23. So that's between Atomic Heart and Octopath.
Right. Okay.
So The Forest was a survival game set in a creepy forest with like creepy bad guys and survival stuff. So this is the sequel coming out. People have been hyped about this for a while. We've spoken about this game, I think, multiple times on the podcast in the past, on the Outlook episodes as well, I think.
Yep, probably.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this, see what it's like. Hopefully it gets good reviews. I probably won't rush out straight away, but you know, maybe if a bunch of friends are playing in, I might jump in.
Now, is this like just a full game, or is this an open beta again, or like?
I think it's the full game because I got the release date there.
Okay, cool. Because the other Forest was famously like years or something, right?
But that was the same with DayZ and Rust as well.
Yeah, well, like that's why
set in early access for a long time.
But so this one's gonna skip. It's not out now. Early access, is it? No. Okay, so they're just going to jump straight to what they're calling the 1.0.
I think so. Would have to look that up. It could be early access.
Wow.
I
wonder if Ark 2 is doing the same, right?
Don't know. Again, that was another one that's set in early access. The original Ark set in early access for a long time.
And I always get... So I always wonder, like, do they do the same thing again with their sequel? Or do they just... Is it because they've gained so much confidence in their tech that they're like, all right, next one is just going to boom. That's just the whole game.
Yeah, I don't know.
To be fair, I don't know if you agree, but I can't really tell the difference between early access and full games when they're like big online games anymore. They still feel, you know, it's like, what's the difference, really? What's a full game? You're still working on it. There's still bugs. You still say sorry and then fix
it. You're releasing constant patches and updates for your game and shit.
Yeah, don't call it open. Like, it doesn't count anymore, I don't think.
No, I guess they can, if you go over the whole early access vibe, you can have more mistakes in your game. Go, well, we'll fix that later, guys.
I wonder when Skyrim's going to leave early access.
Oh, my God. anyway, so next one I want to talk... Oh, yeah, so that's Sons of the Forest, February 23. So next one I want to talk about, and this is an interesting one. Again, this is another one of those survival games.
Okay,
right? Survival PvE, PvP, MMO-style games.
Okay.
It's called The Day Before.
The Day Before. All right.
Now, when the first trailer came out for this, I don't think I've actually spoken about this on the podcast. I may have briefly, but I don't think I have. It was a couple of years ago that the trailer first came out. It looked incredible. Like, it just looked like my dream fucking survival game. I was just like, oh boy. Yeah, it just looked, the graphics looked so good. What they're trying to do looks so good. There's like city and country areas and all this on the map. It just looks so damn good. But as time's gone on, it's God. It, people started looking into the company more and more.
Okay.
So this game, after that first trailer, and I think it still might be, is the most wishlisted game on Steam.
I've got the trailer up now because I've never heard, so I've just got it playing in the background while you talk, and wow, that looks incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, holy moly. See why I'm so damn excited.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the problem here?
So people started looking into the company that's developing this game.
Yes.
And their other games were just not good.
Okay.
Like, it was a top-down survival thing, a Dead by Daylight clone that wasn't that great. Released but didn't get any players or whatever, so they cancelled, you know, the ongoing game. And then the latest controversy, they did like another reveal the other week with Nvidia or whatever.
Yeah.
They showed a little trailer and they said, oh, we've got another bigger trailer coming tomorrow. But this other trailer was just them talking about their work life and this app called Continental or something. Some weird app. Turns out that company is also making that same app. So it was like a promo for that app, but they were using the day before to promote their app.
Okay.
But then and then as time's gone on, people were like, we still haven't seen anything proper of this game. We've just seen your little trailers. Like, we haven't seen solid gameplay segments. We've just seen these vertical slices. There's been some dodgy things just with the graphics, etc. in the latest trailer. Like, over time, the graphics are slowly downgraded from the original trailer to the latest trailer. And the game's coming out March 1st, so
March
very
1st.
Soon. This game is either going to be the greatest survival game ever or one of the great dumpster fires of the year. There is no in between.
Oh my God. Okay.
There is no in between. And this is why I'm looking forward to this. Exactly. Like, this is one I've got my eye on because I think it's going to be a dumpster fire. I think it's going to be. And I've been through the Reddits over the last few weeks, the forums and all this, seeing people's general opinions, and people now have the same thing. Originally going, this game looked incredible 2 to 3 years ago. I'm scared now.
Wow.
Yeah. So it wouldn't surprise me if this got bumped to next year.
You had me excited and then unexcited because I'm watching something called The Day Before Exclusive Official Gameplay Trailer from a year ago.
Yeah.
And it looks incredible. And now you saying all this,
how do you think I feel, though? Like, I watched 40-minute YouTubers talking about this and I just sat there in awe just watching all the stuff going, oh God.
This gameplay trailer is amazing. Look at this.
I know.
What the hell?
But again, this is coming out March 1st, supposedly. So if it doesn't get delayed, it's going to be the biggest much watch one. I think I might even buy it and play it for the under the 2 hours on the Steam thing and get my refund.
Oh, wow.
You know, just to see what it's like.
Yeah, I guess so. I just want to jump in
day one before I read up anything and just experience the dumpster fire for myself.
Yeah, that's always nice too. There's something about...
but it could be good. It's still, like, all this, like, worry could be unwarranted and it could actually, for whatever bizarre reason, could be excellent.
Man.
I don't know. Anyway, let's keep going. So that's March 1st, the day before. So keep an eye out on that. We will talk about this later on, whether it gets delayed again or whether it's the dumpster fire of the year or whether it's the greatest survival game of all time. I don't know.
How interesting.
So March 3, we've got the Wolong Fallen Dynasty. I know you're excited for this, Kyle.
Is that your Souls-like?
Souls-like coming to Game
Pass. It does look incredible, though.
Set in, like, ancient China. Looks really great. There was a demo. I never played the demo. Made by the same people that did Neo.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
So they've got good track record in that space.
Yeah, in that exact space almost, you know, Asian-inspired.
It's supposed to be a bit more story-focused than Neo was, though, so that should be cool. That looks really fun. Game Pass, March 3. But then I know, again, you're excited for this next one as well, Carl. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, another Souls.
Can we make other kind of games, guys, please?
Oh, come on. Jedi Fallen Order was excellent. Just looks even better.
It looks
like you can
good.
Wield two lightsabers at once this time. Looks like we We're getting the Kylo Ren like broadsword style lightsaber, which I'm so excited for. Yeah,
that does look cool.
I'm so excited for this. So it's going to be bigger. It's going to be cooler battles, more lightsabers, hopefully more customization, all that sort of stuff. This comes out March 17. I'm really excited for Jedi Survivor. Like, really excited. Are you going to play this one, Kyle, or are you just going to watch from the distance?
I'll jump in. I'll see. I don't know if they had difficulties in that.
Yeah, they did, because I played it on, like, the hard difficulty last time.
Oh, you know, I don't know if I changed it to easy, but I should try that for the old one and give that a run. Because I just want to play through it and see it like a Uncharted and live it. Because I did watch someone else play it, and it was just so cool. I just don't enjoy that specific type of grind. So if it does have easy, if I still can't play that easy, bro, it is all over. You know, I don't even want to do this. But I might, yeah.
Next up we've got the Resident Evil 4 remake coming out March 24.
Oh yes, yep.
Actually, we've got three horror remakes coming out this year. Dead Space, which comes out very soon. Silent Hill 2 remake and Resident Evil 4 remake.
Wow, I love
that. So three of the best horror games coming out as a remake.
Three remakes, but also horror games.
Yes. Goodness. And fan favorites.
So awesome.
So, yeah, Resident Evil 4, I'll say it again, I've said this before, I wanted Code Veronica before this. You've skipped a whole chapter in your story there, guys.
Yeah.
This looks amazing. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I'm just disappointed we didn't get Code Veronica and then this one. I would have been stoked at that. I would have been absolutely stoked at Code Veronica remake. Hopefully, maybe after this they do Code Veronica remake.
I can tell they must have just been so excited. Them and the fans to just like, give us four. Because it's like most people's favorite Resident Evil and a lot of people's favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. So they must have just been like chomping at the bit to get to this. Like, come on, let's just do it. Whatever excuse. We've done three. Okay, cool. Four now. And it's like, you could have done Code Veronica in the middle, but fans would have been furious. Like, we would have been happy.
I don't think fans would have been furious.
I mean, like, there's a lot of people that just don't or even haven't even played other Resident Evils. That game is such a big game that it in itself has just a fan base of just that as its own game. You know, like Super Mario Brothers 3 or something.
I guess. It's just, I don't know. I still think Code Veronica should have been done.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I loved that. What did I... On the Dreamcast?
It was on Dreamcast. It was on GameCube.
Man, see that? It should be just because of how, like, hard it is to obtain now. Because Dreamcast and GameCube are, like, the trickier things to go back to, even. So that alone is a cool reason to remake it.
It's on PC, I think. I think you can play it on PC.
Oh, is it?
Dated as hell.
Yeah, I mean...
It was the last Resident Evil with the old tank controls before they went to the over-the-shoulder of Resi 4.
I still remember being blown away when I saw the cockroaches crawling around the hallway in the Dreamcast version, just being like, oh my God, bugs and stuff. You know, like the simplest things.
But yeah, it'd be interesting if they keep it exactly like Resi 4, if they expand on things, or if they cut things out like they did with Resi 3.
Mm.
I don't think they'll cut things out this time because of the backlash over 3.
Yeah, wasn't 4 like quite big too?
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge game, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So look, yeah, that's March 24, so that'll be very cool. And I've enjoyed the remakes of 2 and 3 over the last few years. So
yes, yeah.
I'm excited to jump in. It's just still disappointing, no Code Veronica. But hey, they could do Code Veronica next, because I can't see them remaking 5 unless they retcon the whole thing, because people did not like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I mean... I liked 5, but...
I did too.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself in 5. I never played 6.
Went through the whole thing in co-op. It was fun.
It was great. I loved 5. Just, you know, maybe call it something else.
Yeah. And so next up on May 12, we've got one of the big hitters of this year. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
So we're skipping April. I thought we were going to stop and talk about April 7 just for a moment.
What's April 7?
One of the biggest releases of the year for video games.
What's that?
Super Mario Brothers movie. Oh. Come on, man.
Let's talk about Last of Us HBO coming out January.
That's not Super Mario. It's the granddaddy of games getting its chance to come back and try again.
I didn't realize we're a movie podcast.
Excuse me, we're a Super Mario podcast.
Ah, God. Yeah.
Well, anyway, April 7, mark it down. Super Mario Brothers movie.
It's actually strange that I've got no game releases written down here for April.
Yeah, there's nothing else. It just skips all
the April. We have an explosive start and then nothing in April.
And then a massive May, June.
Oh, May, June just goes nuts from here on. Actually, we will talk about April in a minute because I've got a theory about that too.
A little theory. Okay.
Pardon Bless me. You. Oh my God, that was so bad.
You're going to have to edit that. Or, you know, leave it
I'll keep it in for the fans at home.
that's brilliant.
So May 12, Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
May 12.
Do you reckon the Horizon DLC releases that week?
No.
Could you imagine it?
Oh my God.
Burning Shores comes out that week. It's like, oh,
it might, right? I hope All not. Right. I hope let's, they move
let's
it.
Let's go again, Zelda. So Tears of the Kingdom is the follow-up to Breath of the Wild, which came out 5 years ago. It's been a long time now. Please be good. Please have cool dungeons.
Is this too long for the same engine?
I think it is. Is it going to run good on Switch now? Probably not.
I mean, it has to. It's Zelda.
It has to.
So, you know, they're going to make it run good. But does that mean it won't be the game that it needs to be 5 years on?
I don't know. It feels so long.
I was so excited 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I was ready for it 3 years ago. And now I'm just like, I don't really care as much now.
Yeah, like I'll still be excited on the day and be like, here we go. But not in like a childlike awe that I was.
Yeah. There's so many questions around the game as well.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, you know, how they're going to do it. Dungeons, how they're gonna jazz. I know they're gonna jazz up the map by having all the sky stuff, but are there gonna be big holes in the ground on the ground?
Are they going to portals into other old Zelda games?
What?
Yeah, there's talks about like a jumping between time, you know, because they love messing with time and stuff, and there's talks about like different eras of other Zelda games, which is why there's the sky stuff, and then they're going to do like, but these are all just rumors, and that's what the tears could be, Tears of the Kingdom. No one's actually said it out loud. There's all those kind of fun, silly theories, and this comes from waiting too long. This is what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. People start filling in their own hopes and dreams. I don't know, the story or the concept has to be bonkers for it to be like wow enough to be the same engine and like the same map, is it? I don't know. Mostly, who knows?
I don't know.
Blow us away, please. But
yeah,
I mean, I know some listeners are probably yelling at their car stereo right now, being like, "You idiots! This is the most exciting, most wonderful thing in the world."
Is it though?
Is it? It's not.
I'd rather a fresh new Zelda, personally.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I'd like them to go, you know what? It's going to be a fresh new Zelda and a new engine, and it's going to be back to the old style again.
If I can be Zelda, then I take back everything, and I'm awesomely happy with everything they give me. Let me play a Zelda.
I thought you did play a Zelda.
Wow. Well, yeah, the little green guy with the
Come
sword.
On, that's,
Zelda.
That's the classic one.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
with,
good.
Oh my God, I'm playing as Metroid.
Yeah, look at
that's
me, I'm Metroid.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But great. I love how Nintendo have both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, May 12, Tears or Tears, if you want to go down that rabbit hole. Zelda, don't get pushed back again. Please don't get pushed back. Again, we spoke about this probably in the last 2 years of Outlooks as well, going, is Zelda coming this year?
Zelda,
going,
this is the Zelda
yeah,
year.
And Carl going, ha, not coming this year.
You know, what I do think is funny is that the picture for this podcast, you guys, listeners, might be looking at it right now if you're listening on your phone, but it is Skull and Bones. That's the picture I chose. I must have jinxed them.
So next up we've got Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, May 26th. This is by the team that did the old Arkham games.
I'm excited for this. I'm still genuinely excited because Gotham Knights was awesome for like the B team or like the shitty version of what this is. And I loved that. No one else seemed to, but we loved it.
No. Yeah.
So that made me more excited for this. If that was the shitty one,
yeah,
and I had a great time there, then I'm like, oh man, I'm going into this with my expectations high, which is probably bad, but that's where I'm at for this one.
It's gonna be kind of fun fighting Batman and all that, though.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's gonna be interesting. Like, we haven't done a good thing of that since like the Injustice games, right?
Yeah, so yeah, it should be a bit of fun. You get to play as Harley Quinn in this, so you,
yay,
it'd be fun.
Yay,
and the big shark guy.
Yay, shark guy.
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
I don't know what it's shark. Harley Quinn and friends, right? That's what this.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, May 26th. I'm happy that it is the Arkham team, so it should be good. And it looks like, you know, we're gonna have like Gotham or it could be Metropolis. I don't know which city it's in.
Yeah, it looked quite bright, didn't it? Like,
it looked like Metropolis.
It did. Maybe it is because they're going to go find Superman.
Yeah, but we're going to have daylight for a change rather than all at night.
Yeah, I'm excited for daylight. That part really excited me in the trailer.
Yeah.
Just seeing it being bright and it gave me, and there was a lot of movement. It gave me, you know, some Sunset Overdrive vibes. Nothing like the art style is totally different. It's more like, you know, the Arkham games, but in daylight, a bold decision. But it suits them because they're very, like the Suicide Squad, you know, the name is quite dark, but there's so much like lighter and sillier and, you know, daylight kind of works, day or night works for that kind of, that franchise, I think. Plus having Superman, he's such a daytime guy.
Yeah, 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 but you'd probably fight Batman at night, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. They should fight Superman at night and Batman at like 12.
This was Kevin Conroy's last voiceover of Batman as well.
Was it in this?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh wow. I hope it's good.
Yeah. So yeah. The famous voice actor who passed away last year of Batman, yeah, done Batman for years and years.
Brilliantly, but, so.
Yeah, May 26th. On June 2, we've got Street Fighter 6.
Okay.
The uncoolest logo and video game cover I think I've seen in a long time.
Wow, yeah, man.
I'm still excited because it is Street Fighter. And
yep.
We've got Ken. Ken is back.
I mean, I am excited. It's Street Fighter. And it's coming back to, is it like on all the consoles again?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Get to play with an Elite controller. Yay.
Yeah, so that should be fun. There's a open world mode where you make your own character and fight in the streets.
Okay.
So Street Fighter mode.
Makes sense. I guess so. It looks a little
that
bit.
That might be interesting, or it might be real shit.
It might
but
be.
But you can customize your character of all the other moves in the game. So you could have Spinning Bird Kick and Hadouken.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing.
So that could be a bit of fun.
I bet I spend 5 hours again customizing a character and it just ends up being Cammy anyway.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So yeah, June 2 for the new Street Fighter. Go check out the cover art.
Oh God, that cover art looks like I made it this morning.
No, I think you could do better. It looks like they got two different people to design it. One do the logo and one do the background image. And they went, all right, now let's join them together.
But they both sucked. So it looks like the same person.
Yeah.
They're both so bad.
It's just so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up, we've got June 6th. And this one I'm looking forward to. Or it could also be June 2 if you buy the deluxe version and get the 4-day early access to Diablo 4.
Which you're doing, of course.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you will too.
Nah, I'm not interested.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Oh my god, I didn't think that would work so easily. I couldn't take it any further. I was going to drag that troll for a bit, but I look like I physically hurt you.
I was already booking my Jetstar flights to Brisbane to go...
Just to slap me?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, jokes over. Whoa. Too far, too quick. Oh my... Guys, I wish you could see Callan's face right now. It was like he nearly just threw the mic at the screen and went, fuck this, why do we do this?
So yeah, you'll go the extra 4 days,
definitely.
The extra $10.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's Diablo 4.
It's dumb they're doing this. I gotta say,
it is
dumb. It is really dumb. But at the same time, why wouldn't I pay the extra $10 for 4 extra days?
I know, but I hate that we're saying that. Like, this is so Blizzard. This is the thing that they should be taking themselves away from.
Yeah.
From the, like that's what made Immortals hated so much. A great game, hated just because of, like, monetary predatory action. And then they go, oh, but for $10 extra you can play nothing different just a few days early. It's like, guys. Yeah.
Just release it in June, too.
Just, you know, maybe announce... you know what would be awesome, which is not going to happen, but it'd be cool if this was all on purpose so they could just soon be like, you know what, we're going to do it for free for all our fans, anyone who's pre-ordered already.
I think the big reason is to stagger the server.
I mean, I guess. That's a nice thing to say, but I think the big reason is to get an extra $10 from all their favorite whales.
Yeah, it's true. 1 million people do it, they make an extra 10 million for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing. It's so annoying. And we'll do it. I hate myself. Yep. We're part of the problem.
I know.
You know, stop doing it and they'll stop doing it.
I know, but I'm like, I couldn't sit back for 4 days.
Watching everyone play.
I can't wait to play it in 4 days' time because I want to save $10.
Yep, and being like, oh, look at that new biome. Oh, look at that cool move. Check out those outfits. Like, as they pop up on Facebook and the internet. No way. Yeah,
and then log in on day one and like a max level character walks past you, it just feels so deflating.
Yep.
It's wild. But yeah, so 4 extra days. Anyway, I'm really excited for this. It looks really good. The characters look cool. The only thing I wish they had was a paladin class in the launch, but I think we'll get one down the road one day.
We will. But there's a rogue there. We're good.
I want my guy with the big shield, though.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, if you're interested, I'm a paladin in my current D&D game, so you can come and watch me be a paladin.
Yeah, nah.
I have no shield, though, so sorry.
Do you have a big hammer?
No, I don't even have a hammer. We've got someone with a hammer in our party. I've just got javelins. I've got javelins and a whip.
Why is a paladin running around with javelins? You should be an Amazon.
I can be anyone I want to be. All right, Callan? That's the beauty of...
I'll just equip my paladin with javelins.
Yeah, you know.
And you watch the paladin come out in Diablo 4 and have javelins, so you'll be like...
Oh, my God. I just wish Diablo had rabbit folk so I could really play myself.
Actually, leaked concept art did come out and it looks like it's going to be a Valkyrie class with like shields and spears, so you might be damn right.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that'll be their holy class. It won't be a paladin, it'll be a Valkyrie this time.
Yep. Oh my god.
Same sort of thing, the holy class, shield, spears.
Yep. That's me. I'll have to do it.
Yeah, so anyway, this game's going to be great. I'm going to, you know, it's full cross-play, all that sort of stuff, cross-progression.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
I'm hoping this will be good.
Yeah, right?
I'm really hoping it's going to be good. And then, as our final dated game, so we've just gone through all the dated games, and we've got a bunch we're going to go through after this that don't have dates, but Final Fantasy 16, we've got coming out June 22.
June 22.
Yeah, that's a big June, because in the middle of that, we're going to have E3 as well.
Oh my god, it's ridiculous. And June is normally dead because of E3. And it's a real E3. So it's not one of those just like whenever. My god, this is a bonkers June. This is the craziest June I remember ever. Like in size of games, plus like Street Fighter, Diablo, and Final Fantasy. Are you kidding me? What year is this?
Yeah. So what's our character's name? Is it Clive?
I don't know if it's Clive or Clyde. I don't know. Clive. It might be Clive. Fuck.
If it's Clive, I'll keep thinking of Clive Frog from South Park.
Clive. Oh, no. Let's see the name.
Please be Clyde, not Clive.
It's Clive.
Oh, God. It's Clive Frog.
It's Clive. Clive with a V.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird name.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, okay, so talking Final Fantasy characters... Going from 6, we had Terra.
Yeah.
Then we had Cloud.
Yeah.
Then we had Squall.
Yeah,
then
boy.
Then we had Zidane. Yeah. Titus.
Yeah.
12, we had...
Who is 12 guy?
Oh, it's always...
Vaas? No. That was...
Yeah, Vaas.
It was Vaas.
Yeah. And then 13, we had Lightning. 15, we had Noctis.
Yeah.
Then we had Clive.
Lightning, Noctis, Clive. Just that run.
Yeah.
Like,
or you take it further, Cloud, Titus, Lightning, Noctis, Clive.
And the other, so there's like four main characters. If you just write Final Fantasy 16.
Why don't you just
16,
call him Darren?
Yeah, Mick. Micko. If you write Final Fantasy 16 characters on Google, the first four is Clive, and then Benedicta with a K, and then Sidolphus, and then Barnabas. Like, just all these cool names, and Clive. All right. Okay, I guess.
Like, they could have called him Clivius, and that would have been better.
Yeah. Or spell it with
a K. Or Clive or something like that. You'd be, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Or
Clive.
You know, I would have even taken Clive with a Y instead of an I.
But and a K.
Yeah, but it's just regular old Clive. Because they did that in Game of Thrones, right? They did, like, normal-ass names, but they spelt them all weird.
Yeah.
And it was still, like, Peter. But it was, like, a Y and the R at the end and no E. And you're like, what is this? I remember reading the novels going, Peter. Oh, but fuck. You know, and you're like...
Yeah.
And they have so many names like that.
But, yeah, look, the game looks great. I don't know if you're going to like the combat, Carl.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be like action RPG, and you'd be like, it's too sword-like for me.
No, action RPG is fine. Okay? I miss action RPG. I loved 15.
Yeah.
But I think what you're trying to say is you think they are making an action RPG, which is making everyone push it towards Souls-like these days. You know, the furthest I'll go is The Witcher. For, like, slow, that kind of, like, The Witcher is the line for me. That's right as close to Souls-like as I like to go. Any further, and that's, like, too Souls-like.
Yeah. Well, this looks epic. It does. It's got the darker, more adult tone. It's going to be blood in it. There's going to be politics in it. There's going to be wars. There's going to be giant summon fights of, like, Ifrit and all this.
So far, that's all I've actually seen of gameplay is...
Yeah.
Two summons fighting. Is this just Godzilla fighting game with some story bits in the middle?
Probably, but it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be good.
I'm very excited.
I think again, much like Zelda, this will be up there for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Diablo 4 so much. It won't be out there for the Game of the Year though.
Ooh. I don't think so. But it could be. It could be.
Might be for like music or Final Fantasy probably gets.
Oh yeah, that'll.
Mm. Anyway, so let's go on to the games that don't have dates but are coming, or we think are coming this year. All right, so first up is Starfield, which was supposed to come out last year. We spoke about this on last year's Outlook as well, I think, but we've seen things of it now. We know there's a showcase coming up soon. We think they'll announce a date at the showcase. Could we see this maybe in April?
This was your April. I thought so. This is your April rumor.
I think either this or Redfall will be April.
April is just nice and open, guys. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in there. Is that... Hopefully. I mean, it was supposed to be 11-11 last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this enough time? It looked pretty fleshed out, but that frame rate looked like a lot needed to be done. So, I wonder.
Surely they don't go... 11th of November again.
No, oh my goodness. I mean, it was kind of promised in the first half of the year.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't give a date, but they implied heavily first half. I don't know if they said anything or implied first quarter, but they implied first half at least.
Yeah, so look, I think April's wide open. Don't release it around Tears of the Kingdom. Just don't do it. Don't even try and tempt that.
No. Don't do that. Yeah.
Just don't.
April's not. You know what? Release it on the 7th. It's a clean month before it. 7th of April. It's the same day as Mario. Everyone will be video gamed up, but no video games. Are they going to drop a Mario game? Like, I feel like they need to have that movie. Like, everyone's going to watch that movie and have, like, Mario Mania, right? It feels weird to not coincide it with this big Mario launch. And we haven't had one. You don't think so?
No. I don't think we get another 3D Mario game on the Switch.
I don't know. I mean, I think
Zelda's going to be their Zelda again. It's like a bookend Zelda for the Switch, man.
I guess so, but...
I think they're closing up shop and we'll get Switch 2 next year.
We did get Zelda and Mario on the same year last time, though, you know? So I think
they open Switch 2 with maybe Mario.
I feel like this movie is a missed opportunity to not have like a... And there's still the one last thing that they could do is a real big fleshed out version of the last 3D Mario they did with the Bowser and all that. Because that was really cool. That felt a bit more like... I don't mean this in a, you know, taking it down kind of way, but it felt a bit more like Sonic Frontiers, the last Mario we had. How it was like a big open world with that, with these little like puzzles throughout, except you were like kind of more than Frontiers because you loaded in that. But in the last, what was it? The big Bowser's Fury, I think it was called. Bowser's Fury. In that game, it was like dynamic. It was open world, and then you'd walk into a puzzle and the camera would kind of move and suddenly you were in a new level slash world, but the open world was still around you. So that game was really cool, but very small, like a kind of concept. So maybe a fleshed out version of that could be the last thing you do on the Switch. That's, I'm feeling that this year somewhere. That's what I'm, that's a prediction, I think.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so.
Starfield. Starfield.
Well, we've spoken about this game enough.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's all we can say. Hopefully, April. I think that's a good theory, sir. Maybe, hopefully.
It's going to be an interesting one, that one. Will it be up for Game of the Year?
It could be. But could be. I don't know. Has Bethesda ever got a Game of the Year? Was Skyrim?
Yeah, Skyrim.
Was it?
Skyrim.
Okay, cool. Then, you know, it's in the running. They're just such broken, lovingly broken games.
So, in terms of another great one coming out, which Khan won't play, is Silksong.
Oh, yeah.
Again, this could be an April game. Would make sense.
It could be good. It could be good.
You know, just follow up the Hollow Knight. Now, that Hollow Knight came out 4 years ago.
Okay.
5 years ago. Ooh. That's a long time now between drinks.
That is a long time.
Yeah, so Silksong, a lot of people are hyped for it. I'll play it. I'm not bouncing off the roof for it or anything like that. You know. It could be cool. I think April would work for it, but we haven't heard anything for a while. We just know it'll be this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I feel like it's one of those ones that is just ready to drop, and they're just waiting now strategically.
What, Sports Story style?
God, Sports Story. I can't believe they gave it to us the day before the year ended or whatever.
That's pretty funny.
That's a bit funny. They did say December.
Yeah, that was, interesting. Hades 2...
We'll go
into early access this year, I think.
Is it an early access game?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That seems so weird for a game that's just a game, that's not like a online MMO.
Yep. So, I don't know, I reckon I'll just release it this year. Guys, just do it. I just want a big indie showdown. I just want a great indie war.
Oh, you know what they're doing. I'll tell you what they're doing. Hades 2 want to be indie of the year. Okay? That's what they're doing.
So they'll drop it near the end of the year.
No, they're going to drop it and they're going to watch, right? For all the other indies. And they, as soon as they drop something too good, they'll be like, we're just going to hold it and release it January 3rd next year to be game of the year
or
that year.
Or they release it early access and they go, oh, we could be a part of the awards, and then they eventually release full release next year and go, guess what, we're part of the awards again.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like they're leaving it early access until if all the other games come out this year and they play them and they're like, no, they're not that good, they're like, all right, we're officially releasing in October, you know, like just to say now we're part of, now that we've seen, it's like they're watching the competition and they go, ooh, actually shit, that game was really bloody good, I think they might win, we won't release till next year.
Yeah.
Dodgy.
Some others that are coming out. Lies of P. I know you're excited for this one.
Another Pinocchio Souls-like. Let's go.
No, it's not another Pinocchio Souls-like. It's the only Pinocchio Souls-like.
Another Pinocchio and a Souls-like. Yeah, there's like four Pinocchio things right
coming
now.
Coming to Game Pass as well, mate. So you get on the Game Pass, you can get your Souls-likes coming out everywhere.
My God, how many... Yeah.
So this looks like a dark, twisted version of Pinocchio. You're Pinocchio with, like, I don't know, interchangeable arms or something for your weapons in the game.
Yeah. It looks cool. It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
And interesting.
It does look really interesting and different.
Mm.
Probably one of the more unique, I guess, takes on Souls-like games.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No date yet, but hopefully this year on that one. Another one coming this year, we think it will be around that maybe September launch window, because Sony seemed to like that, is the Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Just show us some gameplay. Is it co-op?
Yeah. Is it co-op? Do we get the black suit?
I will get the black suit.
Have they redesigned New York? Do we get the same New York map?
Can we be Venom at the end?
Do we get New York and then like an extra, like Manhattan, and then like another borough like Queens added onto that?
Yeah. I mean, Queens feels like we should go. If it wasn't Miles famously from Queens...
think so.
Oh man, I just want to be Venom at the end. Just let me be Venom. Let him be the villain from the very start, so he has time.
No, you can't just run Venom out the gate.
Yeah, run him out the gate. Be him.
No.
Be.
No, you're forgetting the classic three act structure here.
I know, with Carnage and all that.
No, Carnage is not going to be in this game.
No, not in this game. Carnage is for like the next or the one after, if they continue it. But I mean, just skip to the part where he's, instead of showing him at the end as a big enemy showdown, I want to fight him right at the start and have him be the enemy throughout. And then after, at the end game, I get to play as Venom. That's what I want.
No, you're wrong on all fronts there, sir.
That's what I want.
This is how it's going to go down.
All right.
Act 1. For whatever reason, Pete's going to get the black suit.
Yep.
Right? Act 2, Pete loses his mind, becomes evil. You got to fight him as Miles.
I don't care unless he dances in the street.
Act 3, Eddie Brock gets him. He's Big Venom. We beat him at the end. Then they do a spin-off like Miles Morales, but Spider-Man Venom.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I feel that's the way it's going to go. Like, you have to get black suit.
Oh, yeah,
You have to get black suit. And that would give new combat abilities for Peter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then,
so that's a way to introduce new combat abilities. But then you make Peter go bad. So then you get something to fight as Miles, you know?
Yeah, okay. Act 2. Act 1, you're Peter. Act 2, you're just Miles.
Yeah. Act 3, they're both there.
And you can switch between them. I guess it won't be co-op then, if it follows that.
No.
I feel like this is
very
good.
But it could
be
an end-game co-op mode. Maybe you can swing around together.
Yeah, it'd be rough to offer co-op later.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Like, interesting, but rough. Like, it'd be a good addition, but I feel like people would just complain about having to do the whole game.
And then I reckon if they did a Venom spin-off, that's when we get Carnage. Just makes more sense for Venom to fight Carnage.
Oh, Venom has to fight Carnage. If you're Venom... Yeah. No one can take you except Carnage.
Spider-Man 3 Big Bad would have to be Green Goblin by that stage.
Wouldn't that be so funny that Green Goblin comes after Venom and Carnage?
Yeah.
Like, so backwards.
Or they could pull the rug out underneath us and have Goblin come into this one as the Big Bad, like Doc Ock in 1.
Yeah, true. I wonder. Yeah, you know, like your version, I do like it. Mine is like speeding up the whole thing if they wanted to like make each... game like a saga, because the last game they had like just so many enemies in it, so
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Well, we're gonna have Kraven in this one as well.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so we'll probably have Kraven. Shocker will probably pop back up again. You know, we'll have one or two of the Spidey bad guys pop back in, like maybe an Electro I don't know.
Do you reckon Dot Sky will come into this one as well, like he's coming into the next movie?
Who?
Polka Dot Man. Not Polka Dot Man. The guy with the big circles on his body, and they're all portals. He's the main bad for the Spider-Man, Spider-Verse second movie.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know his name, but he's all white, and he has like big holes everywhere on his body, and each of those holes is like a black hole portal. So you can like put your hand through one, and he opens portals all around him, puts them on the floor, puts them in the sky. Did you not... Oh, I guess it wasn't in a trailer. It's in release art.
I'd like them to have Mysterio in it, just so you can have whacked out levels. I said this for the first one years ago. I said, I really hope they have Mysterio so you can have whacked out levels.
Like the Scarecrow levels in Batman. Mm-hmm. Those were really fun.
Hopefully that, and it's like, it doesn't have to be part of the main plot. It can be side stuff.
Mysterio is such a great DLC. Maybe they'll do him as DLC like they did with Black Cat.
Yeah. But or even just the side missions, man. Just to spice up your side missions and have crazy shenanigans in side missions.
Yeah, take him away somewhere. Maybe they do the throwback for the movies and send him to London for a different background just for side missions.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, Spider-Man 2 is one of my most anticipated as well. Could be up for Game of the Year. Anyway, let's keep going. Another one I'm very looking forward to, another strong indie, Sea of Stars.
Sea of Stars. Which one was that one?
Look at you. You're like, I don't know what this is.
No, I don't.
I don't know what Sea of Stars is.
Why are you going to hate on people that don't know things?
Well, hold up. I'm going to say two words to you, and then you'll go, oh, The Messenger?
Oh. Okay.
Same devs, but they're doing a RPG this time.
Oh, I thought that was the farm one. Stardew Valley devs, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, Sea of Stars. Okay.
I think it's Sea of Stars. Oh, please tell me I'm right here.
Let me see. Sea of Stars. That looks really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is The Messenger, people. Yeah,
and it's a prequel to The Messenger.
Get out of town.
Yep.
This... What the hell? I'm just looking at the trailer right now.
Yeah.
And the first thing I noticed, because, you watch it with no volume, but it just has this bit come up with special guest composer from Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Xeno series. Holy moly.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, this is going to be a great indie when it comes out.
Man, no date?
No, but it's supposed to be mid this year.
2022. Okay.
It could be our lead for IndieCentric 7.
Could be. Man, what a good indie. I didn't even think of that one. That must have been a trailer I saw and went, wow. And then, we didn't write down anything else about it.
Yeah, no.
In the moment, because it looks familiar, but holy moly, that looks really cool.
And then the last one I want to bring up, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2. Let's go.
No,
let's go.
No,
it's happening, Carl. Stop it. It's
hands
happening.
Down. Put your
it's
hands
happening.
Down. No.
It's happening. Not happening. Happening.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can't wait for this to be delayed, can't
stop
you?
It.
You're so excited.
It's not going to be delayed because it hasn't even been said where it's coming.
It's coming out winter this year.
Nah, okay. Then it will be delayed. I announce it here. You heard here first. Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Game Train, we'd like to announce that Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 XYZ XL Turbo Edition is going to be delayed till 2024. There it is.
No,
put in your calendars.
Don't,
I don't want
no.
this calendar. It's
I
just
want
how
this
it is.
Game to come out this year because my game of the year, I'd be all over the place. I wouldn't know where to go.
Man, I want this for you as well so much, but it's not what I want. It's what is. It's what like the stars and the sun and the moon, the sky and the earth and the planets and Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 delayed. They're just things that happen. There's no way they're releasing that and Final Fantasy 16. Which one do you want to be delayed? Because one of them has to be, Callan.
16.
It won't be, though. Sorry, it's 7. I take back my question. I'm sorry. That's rude of me. It can't. There's just no way.
No, I just want to be so excited. Just turn up the speakers as loud as I can again. Listen to that amazing soundtrack in a year again.
I know.
Like, you already know if it came out this year, you'd be like, well, your soundtrack of the year is going to be Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, done.
And I'd be like,
yes. Yep. Like, no one can pull that kind of thing off except my game of the year from last year's developer, Roll 7, with their two bangers in 1 year. Okay. And that's because they're a teeny tiny indie and they got help from the second game.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's sort of our outlook. Are you happy with what's coming?
I'm very happy with what is rumored to be coming. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy with what looks like is coming. Even the dated ones. Like, I'm just give us, man, I don't know. It looks really good, but it's looked really good every time. I feel better this year, though. I just don't want to feel like an idiot. I say it every time, but I do feel better about it. I feel like most or all of these will come out. What do we get first, Dead Island 2 or Skull and Bones?
Dead Island 2.
Wow. All right.
Well, it's got a date.
I know, but does it? You know what I mean? Okay. What do we get first? Skull and Bones or Final Fantasy VII?
Skull and Bones.
Yeah. Ooh. I think maybe, so. Yeah. Does Skull and Bones go away again? Like, what if it just goes away again?
No, I think it still comes out this year.
Yeah, you reckon? Okay, I hope so.
It has to come out this
year. It's like they're embarrassed now. I feel like it gets to that.
This game does not come out this year. That's it. It's not coming.
They've done it twice. I feel so embarrassed for them. It's like watching them fall over.
Do we get Assassin's Creed Mirage this year?
Ooh, we have to get one of them, right?
Yeah.
There's like 25 Assassin's games.
It's got to be, we got to get Mirage this year. And sure, that's going to be the October, my birthday weekend.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Wow. You're right. I forgot about that.
Mm.
God, I still have to finish bloody Valhalla.
Mm.
The game is too big for me. I can't finish Valhalla. Can't finish Horizon.
Anyway, we should keep going because I've got to start getting ready for work.
Work time. Yes, yeah. Amen. Let's go.
All right. So yeah, that was our outlook. We're excited. It should be a banger of a year. 22 was a letdown. Hopefully 23 picks it up.
Yes. I hope so. Especially for Xbox.
Oh, actually, another Xbox game that could come out. We haven't heard anything for a while, but again, could be a November release, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was, would be Senua's Saga.
Oh, yeah. That could be good. Man, that game was beautiful, the first one.
If Xbox drop Redfall, Starfield, Senua's Saga,
Forza,
and Forza this year.
Wow.
That's a decent year. That's a really decent year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's good. That's coming good again.
I think in terms of the Xbox games, the next one off the rank after Starfield and all that is going to be Senua.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Like, Fable is definitely 12, 18 months away.
I hope they do. Do they?
What is it? Avowed or whatever it is, the Obsidian one, that's 12, 18 months away.
That does look super cool.
Yeah.
God. So, do they save one, maybe, to make sure that the year after is also good?
No, I reckon they try and drop them quarterly.
You reckon?
Our first quarter would be Redfall, second quarter Starfield, third quarter Forza, fourth quarter Senua.
Damn. That's interesting. Interesting.
Mm. Anyway, let's roll into Lame Love and Hype. Okay, you ready?
Yes, let's go.
All right. First up is Lame Train. All right, Kyle, what's your lame train?
My lame train is I'm not playing Starfield right now. I'm still bitter about Starfield. I feel like that's all. I wish I was playing it right now, and this is right where we would be like discovering all the hidden secrets about it. This is like, you know, 2 months in.
Mm.
I just, you know, there's not much else that I'm too angry about right now in the gaming universe. You know, like the Activision thing going on with Xbox is a little bit getting a bit tired, and I wish I just knew the answer of that. But really, I keep seeing Starfield stuff and being hyped for it, which makes me feel empty for not playing. Like 11-11 just felt like such a sure thing.
Yeah, my lame train, I've changed it. I had the day before question mark here.
Yep.
But I don't know if it's going to be a lame train or not. That one.
That's true.
Could be the best ever. Or could be the worst ever.
Could be an express train.
It is you shitting on my Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 hopes. Please stop it.
I'm so sorry. I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking outside and saying what the weather is. I'm like one of those weather rocks.
It's like I'm so excited for that game.
I know. I just wish.
Don't you want me to have the most agonizing game of the year choosing ever?
I do. I would love that. But you know, it's just not what is. It's not even. I'm so sorry. God, it hurts me to see this and have to be the one to tell you about things. But
I just hope they release it just to surprise you. Let's go. Oh my god!
Just to shut me up, just to be like, remember all the smug.
Like if everything that's supposed to come out this year comes out, and this turns into another 2004 or 98 or whatever. Yeah. You know, famous gaming years.
Yeah. Well, we had 2007 and 2013 as well. Those ones.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, there was a few corkers there. But yeah, please stop shitting on my hopes.
Wow. I feel like you taught me everything you know.
I know. I'm finally doing it. I know. All right, let's roll into the love train. All right, what are you loving this week?
All right, this week, I'm loving Red Dead. I'm back in there. I won't go in too much, but I'm loving being in awe at the creation of that game, which is a 2018 game, and still making me feel and see things that are surprising me in a gaming developing way of just being like, that's incredible. How? Mm. So, and it leads me to tack on to like reverse back to a mini little lame train connected to it, which is I'm scared to go into online because Callan will show up and shoot my horse again. And I'm genuinely scared of that because I love my horse. I love my horse so much.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Quill, and he's a beautiful black horse.
You go, all right, guys, it's Team Up Tuesdays. Let's go online.
Nah.
Game trainers come online. Oh, God.
I'm doing invite only, and we're...
Oh, I would not shoot the horse again.
You would shoot the horse straight away. You'd be like, good morning.
It would be the first thing I'd do.
Absolutely zero doubt. And I wouldn't even be angry. I'd be angry at me because I'm like, oh, how did I let him in here? Like, I wouldn't even be like, OMG, Callan, you shot my... You'd be like, what? Of course I shot your horse. I'm here in Red Dead Online. So, but my love train has been playing Red Dead and rediscovering the story. What about you?
Mine is that Sony's actually released an accessible controller.
Oh.
Should have been done years ago, as I said, but I'm happy they're doing it, so it's great to see.
That's true.
Nintendo, I don't know what they're doing. Like.
Yeah. It's your up,
but
guys.
But yeah, like, you know, always give accessibility in that. I still think the Xbox controller is better, but I'm happy that PlayStation are doing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what Nintendo does mental over there.
I know. Man, even if they... The thing I love so much about the Xbox controller, which I was telling you on a phone call a few days ago, is just the creativity they give you. As you know, it just comes in with all these empty slots at the back for every single input of the traditional controller. And it's just got like a simple input, 3.5 input, and you can make the button anything you want. A foot pedal, mm-hmm. you bite onto a thing, you squeeze a ball, you slam a huge button. You step on something, you know, you like, you could push down with your chin on like anything you want. And I feel like, I almost feel like Nintendo could just release a block with no buttons on it. If you wanted, just release a big old block with no buttons on it and just all those empty inputs. If you can't think of a creative way to make something that's accessible, which is hard, how do you think of a design that anyone is able to use no matter what kind of situation they're in, whether they... Mm-hmm. have only one arm or missing fingers or no arms and have to use their feet or, you know, like, how do you design that? I think Xbox did such a great way of doing it by saying, like, you design it. Like, you know, you find someone in your life who is aware of your situation and they design something for you, whether you have two different foot pedals and a thing that you bite on and something you squeeze with the left, you know, anything you want. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I feel like they could just make a block, right? With just holes in it that you plug in.
Mm. Yeah. No. Love train there. Sony jumping on that bandwagon.
Nice.
Or not a bandwagon. You know what I mean? They finally actually
made something happen.
Made something happen. And Nintendo now have to because it's silly that they actually haven't.
Absolutely.
It really is. Like they're normally ahead of so many things, but gosh, they lack on things. Like
I don't know, man. Can we say online? Yeah. Ahead on some of them. I'm like, ooh.
No, I mean, in terms of like the Switch, like look at the Switch itself, handheld console, that hybrid, like that was a crazy sort of.
Yeah. They're big thinkers. They do like crazy stuff, but not like obvious stuff. Even when it's like, this would really help guys.
Anyway, let's roll into the hype train. Cause I have to get going. All right, and hype train.
My hype train.
Right, Kyle, what are you hype for?
It's super easy. It's IRL E3.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think it's easy. Really excited. Like, it's not like we're going. It just, I love that it exists again, and we can watch all the trailers, and you know, everything happens in that week again. I don't know. There's an excitement. There's so many arguments for here or there, or whatever. I don't know what it is. I'm just so excited that it's coming back.
Yeah, mine's pretty much this year in games.
Yeah.
Just nice. Exciting. Yep. Like, I think I said this last time. Oh, God, it's going to be a banger of a year.
Yes.
Banger of a year. Let's go.
Let's go, banger of a year.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, it's, yeah, and you know, could top it all off with a Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2.
No.
Oh. All right, guys. Yeah, that was this episode, our Outlook of the Year. Game Train, find at twitter.com, Game Train Talk, on Instagram, Game Train Podcast.
Yes, yep, at Game Train Podcast.
Facebook.
Game Train Podcast.
Yep. I just went mental blank. Twitch, if I'm ever on, I might be on soon. Twitch.tv/GameTrainTwitch. Carl, where are you?
You can find me on Facebook at The Lyrical Official. Instagram, I'm just at The Lyrical. Easy peasy. And just if you look up The Lyrical for Spotify and YouTube, you can find a lot of my music on there. Yay.
Okay, great. All right, we'll be back hopefully in the next 2 weeks for another episode talking games and things like that, because we're going to do content. We're back.
Woo-hoo!
Game Train.
Game Train's back, yeah, baby. Right. Choo-choo.
This has been Game Train. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh!